Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, internet suicide rips apart town as 7 young people hang themselves. We'll talk about education, how it's designed to give them no hope and dumb them down. More about the economy and your calls. Wayne in Missouri. Yeah, there's a talk fest, KLBJ, 590 AM. One of my affiliates here in Austin's having. George Norrie, Clark Howard, others, local host. I've been invited by George to sit in 3 hours Friday night when he's here in town. That's what the big one. That's what matters, and I thank George. By the way, when I was mentioning folks that have exposed the economic system, George is the one that did that. He's the one that brought the InfoWars to Coast and a lot of other great guests, so he's got to be commended as well. And then he's invited me the last 2 years he's been here to be at Talk Fest, one time for a whole hour on stage with him, and one time for 15 minutes. So I'll be there. I don't know how much I'll be there. But I'll be there walking around with a video camera, interviewing people. So that's at the Austin Convention Center this Sunday. But go ahead, sir. You said you wanted me to tell George Norrie something?
Well, yeah, I don't know whether you can mention it to him on the air or not, but I was just sort of wondering if you could maybe turn him on to Derry Brownfield. I know you've mentioned him and maybe some of the guests that Derry's had on talking about what's going on with the farm, because I just worry if they get control of all the food, then we're really in trouble. I mean, they have control of the money, but if they ever control all the food...
Well, George always asks for some questions beforehand. He generally doesn't even go to them as we talk so much. But guess what's on the list I sent him that I want to talk about on the show?
The animal ID and the premises ID?
Yes, sir. That's one of the questions.
Good deal. Thanks very much, Alex.
Thank you so much. Just so happens that's what we're talking about. The economy, the cashless society, tracking slave grid, and the end game. Now, sometimes we'll get stuck on one question for 2 hours and never get to the rest. We'll see what happens. Let's go ahead and take another call. By the way, I do recommend a lot of guests to the folks on Coast to Coast. Let's go ahead and go to Russell in Texas. Russell, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. A lot of people don't understand it. You can even taste the difference between real food and fake food. And you can go down here to go to McDonald's and get one of those processed, nasty cheeseburgers they got. I don't think people are used to eating a real hamburger anymore that you have to cook yourself, or somebody, when you go to a restaurant, they cook it.
By the way, McDonald's is about $7 a person. For $7, you can go buy a bunch of good hamburger meat, unprocessed, you know, good cheese.
Would you rather go to a Mexican food restaurant that serves Mexican food, or would you rather go to Taco Bell that serves processed crap?
And it's almost the same price.
Yeah, almost the same price. And the same thing with tools and every other product. Would you rather have some Snap-on tools that don't strip your screws out if you were to stick a Phillips in the screw, and it don't strip it out because it's made out of junk from China? Or would you rather have some Snap-on tools that don't do that, that's real fine made?
Yeah, here's the deal. You pay about 20% more and you get quality, but now it's getting where you can't even find quality.
Right. And I can just start naming places that are junk. I mean, it's just, they just feed us a lot of junk.
Here's the deal.
Whenever I go out to eat, I have nothing against beef, because I come from Texas and I eat beef, man. I'm going to go eat me a big old cooked steak.
I had a sirloin last night.
A baked potato and some salad and corn on the cob and a big old piece of cherry pie. And I don't want to pay more than $15 for it. That's about fine for me. But I sit there and I tell you that I say, I ain't going to these junk fests. That makes you sick.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call, sir. I, about 10 years ago, started working so hard that I decided I wasn't going to work out, didn't care about myself. I was just going to do that, and I shouldn't have. And it's a long process coming back from it, but I never eat fast food anymore, ever. And if I eat it now once every 3 or 4 months, I get sick. And it's not placebo. I don't expect to get sick. I eat it, and then I feel horrible. And your point is well taken. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with John Taylor Gatto. We'll talk to Steve, Rachel, Andrew, and many others. Stay with me.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to ronpaulstickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to ronpaulstickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Open phones in this hour on education, the New World Order, the nature of society. At 1-800-259-9231. John Taylor Gatto is our guest. He was on with us for two other interviews. This is part three, getting into how education was set up. This is all can be researched. You can document all this. His website has it all documented. He has a free online ebook up there of great value that he worked on for more than a decade. And we appreciate John Taylor Gatto coming on with us today. It's good to have you on, sir.
Good to be with you, Alex. And Ron Paul forever, eh?
Absolutely. Now, let's go back. In just 5 minutes, recap the basics, how they set it up, what it was designed to do, and then we got up to the 50s with what they started developing, and then move us through to what happened in the present and where this is all going, and then hopefully how to turn it around.
All right. I'll do my best. The United States is the key. It's quite a different nation in concept from all the other countries that existed before. The idea was that social class should be flexible and fluent, and that everybody, regardless of their background, would have an equal shot, a level playing field, to make the best of themselves. And in fact, for the first 150 years of our colonial and then our early national history, you can see the development of this idea working spectacularly. We become the center of the world's attention. But under the surface, something is rising that will conflict with this original idea, and that is an economy that's evolving from an independent livelihood economy of small farmers, small entrepreneurs, and so on, into a large centralized corporate economy, which requires a large government to protect it. And both, even though what we're sold is the vast difference between the corporate world and the government world, they're two sides of the same coin. They require the same kind of human beings to make them work well. People who are largely obedient, compliant, and above all else, have weak imagination, so they can't think of a different way to do things. Now, I know that sounds dark and sinister, and of course, morally, it is dark and sinister, but the people assembling this thing through the 19th century, and it was completely in place by the end of the 19th century when we got the schools we have, the people assembling it had for their moral standard Darwin's Descent of Man, in which he had 1871, that is, in which he said that most people are evolutionary dead ends, that only a small elite was actually evolving and everyone else just got in the way. So now they felt morally justified in setting up a series of institutions, but school the most important of them, that would teach people to keep themselves in their place. Now, I'll simplify it very quickly by saying, by removing their capacity for intellectual development, and truthfully, removing their capacity for moral development. But let's stick with the intellect for a moment. It's fairly easy to do when you can drain all the children out of the community and you can establish the standards for what a fine mind is, the one you get an A-plus for. Well, there's hardly a difference in any school in the country. The rotten ones are the same as the good ones. You get an A-plus for memorizing what you're told to memorize and repeating it on periodic tests. And after you do that for a long enough period of time, you're so alienated from the roots of your own strength, from your own family, from your own religion, from your own culture, from your own imagination, that you don't recover from that. You become predictable by the tools of market research. And both the government and the corporate world use those predictions to employ capital and labor efficiently.
Now, John Taylor Gatto, I want to make clear to the listeners that I had heard you many years ago on the radio, but I hadn't done any research on your research, and that I separately, making Endgame, discovered the exact same documents, textbooks, statements. None of this was a secret. It was only at the highest levels of academia, advertising, and the corporate world. And so everything you're saying is absolutely documented. This is not our opinion. This is not a theory you're hearing. This is how the world was set up and standardized to literally make you mindless, gibbering drones. Go ahead.
Well, let me affirm what you just said with a couple of names that are fairly standard. One is known by everyone. Winston Churchill said in 1944 publicly that schools don't have anything to do with education. They are mainly, I'm reading the quote, they're mainly institutions of control where certain basic habits are inculcated in the young. Education is quite different and has no place in schools. Then here's Bertrand Russell, you know, one of the major mathematicians and philosophers of the 20th century. He says this in 1935. We're faced with a paradoxical fact that school is one of the chief obstacles to intelligence and freedom of thought. So what we're talking about is a deliberate piece of architecture. But once again, I think it's important to see where these people gained their strength, their moral strength, in first accepting Darwin's hypothesis, not about evolution, but that most people aren't evolving. They're dead wood. And so if you allow them to mix with the good breeding stock, you ruin the human race. Now, obviously, that's not taught in school when they teach Darwin, and yet it's very, very easy to find. I'd challenge anyone listening simply to go to their local public library and ask the librarian for Darwin's Descent of Man. That's the name of the book. Not Origin of Species, but a book written 12 years later. And it'll be in every library in the United States, I guarantee you. And it will say flatly that the future of the human race depends on confusing this bad breeding stock so that it doesn't reproduce itself.
Exactly. And then that's why they adopted fluoride, which massively reduces sperm count.
Of course. It's certainly one of the reasons we have mass production wars on both sides, mind you. By the way,
the Carnegie Endowment for Peace openly states they're there to create war. State Department Memorandum 200 openly states they're there to use wars and famine to exterminate. Then you realize why they now admit, American Medical Association, that fluoride actually destroys your teeth, but it rots holes in your brain, reduces IQ, and causes sterility and lower testosterone level. You must realize you were under chemical attack. That's why it's hard for you to grasp what we're saying. Imagine, John, my intelligence, your intelligence, if we wouldn't have grown up, but I think you were born before it started, with the chemical attack. Go ahead.
Yes. So one of the ways that I personally got onto this thing bit by bit, I mean, it took me quite a long time, is that I grew up in a part of the country at a time when that part of the country was being ignored. All the attention was, and most of it today is on the two coasts there. But I grew up in the Scotch-Irish part of western Pennsylvania around Pittsburgh, and during the Second World War, although we hardly thought of ourselves as intellectually advanced in any way, we didn't think of that at all, or we didn't think of school as very important, we were reading Julius Caesar in 7th grade and Julius Caesar in Latin in 9th grade, and I don't mean so-called gifted and talented.
By the way, Ron Paul's from your same town, same time.
I'll be darned, I did not know that. That was a wonderful, wonderful part of the world. People were dragged in there from all the middle European countries and from Ireland, you know, to work the mills and the mines. And so the only true melting pot that I've ever experienced in my life isn't New York City, where I'm talking to you from, where everyone goes off into their separate enclave, but Pittsburgh, where all the world mixed together and didn't take insult from one another. And as a consequence, the level of mutual respect was quite high. But we were ignored, or otherwise this wouldn't have happened. I don't know if that's true today. I would doubt it. But nevertheless, when I came to New York City, which was reputed to be the intellectual center of the American universe, I genuinely was bewildered because the 7th and 8th grade classes that I was given as a substitute teacher were about on the level of 3rd grade classes back in Pittsburgh. And I said, no, something has to be wrong here. You know, we're the dumb ones, not these people. But I watched how it was being done. You start with this idea that since these people are permanently inferior, they wouldn't use that word, of course, that, you know, they would say challenged by their backgrounds, that you don't hurt them by asking them to think hard. And
in case they try to think and get involved in the smart people's business, let's poison them and dumb them down so they're more easily managed. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
We all know that Berkey Water Systems are the only trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, and radon 222. They also reduce nitrates, nitrite, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer the best deal in the world on the web for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include 2 black Berkey elements and 3 sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and the 3 sport Berkey water bottles, a $90 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507 or click on the banner at GCNlive.com to order online now.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.9 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything.
That's the choice. We stand at a crossroads, either the global scientific dictatorship architects who publicly in 1,000 times 1,000 statements and documents said that not only is eugenics positive eugenics, to quote, breed the elite for looks, longevity, intelligence, health, but also to go out and sterilize and control the quote unwanteds, which then gives the government and the powers that be the you know, the ability to just say you don't have rights, but also the main movement of eugenics that's in the higher level textbooks is to poison and dumb you down because, well, you may be stupid, but you're still cunning. They call, you know, like they describe us like weasels. Well, just like a, I've seen that in their documents, just like a weasel or a wolf isn't as smart as a man, it can still cause problems. So you've got to dumb them down, poison them, sterilize them. And that's what all this is. That's why they put fluoride in your water, amongst many other things. John Delgado, please continue. Now, let's get up into the 50s, 60s, 70s. Let's go through their plan, what it's done to education. You go to New York, they third grade, you know, education compared to yours. Stuff you were learning in third grade, they were learning in ninth grade. Go from there.
But, all right. Now, let me interpolate the mechanism of managerial control. One of the first undertakings was to make schooling teacher-proof. That was very, very important because an awful lot of people are drawn to school teaching who genuinely have some strong positive feelings about young people, and they want to be valuable. So you've got to make teaching teacher-proof. You've got to make schools principal-proof, administrator-proof, because you might get some maverick who's actually dedicated to some good. And you have to make state departments of education part of a transmission belt. Never, never, never people who generate policy. And this was done, and I'll cite in just a second, the congressional investigation of this that anyone can look up and read. This was done out of the project offices of about a dozen major private corporate foundations. The two most efficient were Carnegie and Rockefeller, and today they're joined by Exxon and the Gates Foundation, but here's where school policy is formed, and then it's fed in through compliant state departments of education and through the federal education department, which itself has no primary power either. Let me give you
it's
the
under evidence. It's under UNESCO and directly directed by the foundations.
Yes, yes, and rather than take my word for it, there are two just magnificent congressional studies. One in 1949 called the Reese Commission, R-E-E-C-E. It's Carol Reese. He was a Tennessee congressman. The Reese Report, which it will be obtainable. Your librarian can order it. I doubt if one would be in the library. And it may very well be on the Internet. I haven't looked. And the other one is the Walsh Commission report, that was 1915. So as early as 1915, the legislature, the national legislature, was looking into this. What they discovered was identical in 1949 and in 1915, that our schools were under the control of the private foundations, not anyone that we elected or hired. So I'll skip that now. Through the Second World War, this was being conducted quite openly in the sense that the fantastic American ability to read well, which had been noted all over the world.
The inventiveness, the cunning, the skill, the eyes electric with inventiveness.
You bet. We by 1939, we had 90% of all the patents granted on planet Earth. But during the Second World War, under the cover of the war, the American ability to read was substantially degraded. And the American imagination that created in new developments technologically was degraded also, so that by 1960 our 90% mastery was down to 32%.
John Taylor Gatto, the numbers don't lie. We'll talk to you on the other side.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to Spyville.com, that's SpyVille.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal. Go to RonPaulStuff.com today and show your support for Ron Paul. Get the latest and greatest Ron Paul promotional gear to help spread the message. RonPaulStuff.com carries over 9 different hard-hitting 100% cotton t-shirts and 4 different designs of Ron Paul sweatshirts to help keep you warm during the winter months. Show your support with wristbands or buttons. Tastefully decorate your car and help promote Ron Paul's message of freedom and hope for America with bumper stickers and 24 kinds of brand new vinyl window decals. RonPaulStuff.com has what you need and offers the most competitive prices on online. RonPaulStuff.com ships within 24 hours of ordering, so you can rest assured you'll be able to show your support in no time at all. The mainstream media can bar and ignore Ron Paul, but they can't ignore the millions of supporters. So log on to RonPaulStuff.com today or call 941-993-3700. That's 941-993-3700, and let's take America back.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
I want to be very calm about this and restate this for you. We're not mincing words. We're not joking. We're not exaggerating. In fact, we cannot give you all the thousands of quotes and documents and books. He's put it for free in his 10-plus year book. It took him that long to write it at his website. We'll give you in a moment. That's how much he cares. And everything he's telling you, I've independently discovered on my own. I want to explain that. Why is that important? This is real. They openly said diet, injection, and injunctions would be used to poison you further and dumb you down further. That's the UNESCO plan. That's what controls our education system. They are poisoning you to the food and water. Police officers, you think you work for the system. You think you're part of the system. You and your family are going to have bone fractures, heart attacks, Alzheimer's, and you're going to be in this fog you're in of frustration, of feeling weak-minded, of having those fleeting moments of intelligence. You're supposed to feel like that, exhilarated with life. You are under chemical attack. Coming up the next hour, I've got a special 10-minute piece on fluoride we're going to be playing. Stay with us for that at the bottom of the next hour. John Taylor Gatto. Before we go any further, tell people about your website, the free book, where they find the link on there for it, or how they buy the hard copy. This is something that anyone with children in a government intellect extermination camp needs to read. This is something that everyone who went through the camps, and now look at them, thumb scanning to get lunches, being arrested for no reason, cameras in bathrooms. Now they're going to full-blown re-education prison camps. How do people get your book?
The Underground History of American Education. It's 330,000 words. It took 10 years to write, and it sold many, many thousands of copies and still does for $35 a copy. But you can take it on the website for nothing, or if you want a hard copy, you can order one off the website, www.johntaylorgatto.com. It's packed with detailed information, very little rhetoric, and a whole lot of facts. For example, Alex just talked about chemical poisoning. You'll find in that book the actual government document by its project number, which says that after 1968, that people will lose the power to make their own decisions and will be heavily drugged. That was in anticipation of the Ritalin, et cetera, invasion of
and the Prozac type drugs, which are all chlorine, fluoride based. Same thing with nerve gas. Same thing with the fluoride.
Correct. And really, the novel insight I think I've had is that these people, rather than being as the great criminals of history, interested in feathering their own nest, are doing this as a service to the human race.
This is a cult.
To evolution, because the rest of us are just in the way. It's just fascinating.
Well, they talk about, and the modern ones do, Peter Singer, Pianka, Dr. Pianka, others, they talk about how sad it is they have to do it, but they've got the will to do the right thing and rot holes in your children's brains. They love you.
Oh yes. No, this requires the kind of anger that I think I heard in your voice, Alex. It's no longer a matter of debate.
Continue. So we've gone in just a few decades from the highest test scores in the world to literally toxified, brain damaged, but both nature and nurture. They both poison us for the nature, and with the nurture, make it to where it's not fun to learn, where it's out of rote and destroys the minds. Please continue.
Yeah. The key fulcrum is the Second World War, because under the guise of the necessity for everyone to be on the same page in that monumental war, any number of things can be done, and the publicizing of these things can be controlled centrally by the government and by intelligence agencies. So when we wake up after the war, we are absolutely in the beginning of a brave new world, where the ability to read and to imagine has been seriously crippled, and that continues on a regular basis. The measure that probably is familiar to most people listening are the standardized test scores. Now, standardized tests themselves are an instrument that measures very little. However, the declining standardized test scores have been concealed by renorming the test. That's the technical word. You simply make the questions easier, and then you make the scoring of those questions easier. And you do that on a regular basis every couple of years, so that an outstanding score in 2008 might be a low mediocre score in 1945. This is a monumental operation, and the destruction of the ability to read, or the weakening of the ability to read, is an important part of it, because it means that independently, without great personal effort, you can in fact reach accurate information. You're locked into the standardized media that themselves are corporate controlled. They're corporations themselves.
Continue.
So, the foundations after World War II held the hands of people all over the country and said, this is, of course they didn't say what they were doing, but this is all for the best. We're moving into a more humane world. But secretly, the next barrier that had to be shattered was American, United States, independence, because we had all these inconvenient traditions of self-reliance and independence and cantankerous argumentation. We had to be merged with the other nations of the world who were much farther ahead in accepting this deal for their citizenry. And you and I have now, for 50 years, been on this internationalization, globalization path. And whether it's sold as a humane thing through the United Nations or an economic thing through global corporations selling merchandise, it's the same intent, the same purpose that's being taught that
it's
you
simple.
Level all the peoples of the world.
It's simple. Less than 1,000 robber barons.
They're less able to oppose you that way.
Exactly. Now, John Taylor Gatto, johntaylorgatto.com. And again, this is all stated. They call the family a disease in mainline textbooks used now, same textbooks used 50 years ago.
Hillary is on record as she's at Yale calling the family a retrograde institution.
Absolutely. So let me expand on this. It all sounds good. Oh, we're going to give you health care. Really, that means they can force eugenics, force injections, total control, take more of your wealth to do that. Now they're going to control, it sounds reasonable at first, what type of light bulb you can have. Does it matter if they have phosphorescent good light bulbs that last 20 years? They won't let you have those. Instead, they make you take toxic, mercury-filled light bulbs that last 8 years instead. Sounds reasonable. Then once they've set that precedent, now they're going to have one child taxes more than one child. They're not proposing in Europe and the U.S. to tax you if you have more than one child, same way they did it in China. They're now coming in saying they're going to inspect how big your home is or how big it gets added on to. States are calling for TV taxes, video game taxes, quote, to get the kids outside playing. But that's not going to stop it. Again, it sounds reasonable. It's just a tax. These, quote, green taxes, carbon taxes, is a total new wave of bureaucrats, social workers. They started social workers to carry out education and eugenics. Now they're shifting the colleges over where a huge portion are social workers, where 10% are police, Homeland Security, intelligence, spies, same thing in Europe.
Yes.
I mean, everything we've seen was just setting the table now for the massive jump to the next level, John Taylor Gatto. And what will life be like under this system, bringing us up to current date, 20% on the psychotropic drugs, cameras in the bathrooms, black masked police everywhere, checkpoints, selective enforcement, illegals above the law to bring down wages, to further destroy the family. I mean, this is systematic. We're now entering the final zone.
I think so. And the next stage, I believe, has been spelled out in any number of utopian musings. It's to then begin the reduction of the population, since machinery and electronics can now do the work that people were required for before, that we can foresee a reduction in the planetary population of 70 or 80%. And this will be done according to the Fabians, interestingly enough, who are quite forward about it, the British Fabian society.
By the way, that's the guys from my studies that are dominating the cockpit and the instrument panel. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's their intention. There are others harsher than the Fabians, but the Fabian intention is to kill people with kindness. We will take care of the seat belts and the food you eat and the behavior that you're allowed to engage in, bit by bit, incrementally, though.
And then we're going to have bioethicists that euthanize you, and we're going to restrict genetically who can have children, and then they're going to run harsher, not soft kills, but hard kill bioweapons in the third world, practice covering that up like a doctor practices medicine, honing their skills always in this loving gift of death and destruction they give us.
Yeah, and it's comprehensive, since these folks, these engineers, control the media, the entertainment industry as well, you'll begin to see stories that sit on top of what they're about and favorably commenting on it. So, and it will happen in elementary schools.
Well, let me stop you. We've got all the movies about how suicide's good or euthanasia's good. And then now since you brought this up, John Delgado, I've got to get to this right now. In 1990, the federal government sponsored, starting in Littleton, Colorado, and then spreading to Dallas, Texas, Manhattan, and then now it's nationwide, death education, where they teach you about suicide. And the children never thought of suicide, and they teach you how to commit suicide.
Correct.
But it's all in the guise of how to counter suicide. But in reality, the bioethicists, the new name for eugenics, are openly saying in their policy reports, which I'm sure you're a total master of this, you've read them, and you can even quote them if you like, that they will sell us that death is okay, desensitize us, that torture, all of this is okay, and then we end up with this. Internet suicide cult rips apart town as seven young people in one small town in England commit suicide by hanging in suicide groups on MySpace. So see, now they're not fantasizing about being pirates or being policemen or being soldiers or about having a beautiful wife or a business. Everything is death, nihilism, destruction, no hope, not enjoying anything. All scientifically crafted. Go ahead.
I'm really delighted that you mentioned Littleton, Colorado, because right after the event out there, I was invited twice in a 90-day period to speak to the Littleton event, and traveled out there. Various groups invited me out. And while I was out there, I learned something that really intrigued me. For 10 years prior to, that massacre in the school.
Yeah, 1990 to 99. It was all FBI run. I didn't know you knew this, but just go ahead.
For 10 years prior, the suicide rate among teenagers in Littleton, Colorado, every single year was 1, 2, 3 in the United States. So that there was a lot of early warning that this, you know, this death impulse was alive and well and living in Littleton High School.
They had a top government laboratory. This is all public. It was even a 2020 special in 2000. I mean, in 1992. Were you aware of that? Because there's so much, you know, you're aware of stuff. I'm not.
No, I don't think I am.
Okay, 2020 had a special about how they had them in the coffins, how they'd chain them down, how they would lay on top of them to simulate death. Everything about death, top psych warfare experts running a government suicide experiment on them. But go ahead.
Was this in Littleton High School?
Yes, sir.
I'll be darned.
So you found the massive spike. It was all engineered.
Of course, that's what you just described about learning how to live in your coffin. That's the skull and bones initiation ritual.
I know. It's hard, folks. Let me just explain something to you. What you're hearing is all documented. We are living in literal nightmare system. How do you break people out of this? They're hearing this now. How does a cop listening, who I know is a good man or good woman, who's checked into some of this, they know we're telling the truth, what do they do? What do we do? We're all under attack.
I think you have to develop the consciousness of a saboteur. That is that you move among the monsters, and nobody knows that you're not one of the faithful. And yet you look for weak points and you put some sand in the gears. Now, quite innocently, 2.5 million homeschoolers have done that. Alex, if we go back to 1976, according to the federal government, there were 10,000 in the United States. Now there are 2.5 million.
By the way, it's bigger than that. That's a 2-year-old number. It's almost at 4 mil now.
Well, oh, that's wonderful news, really. But no one came around recruiting. There were no billboards saying, let's do this. I mean, now and then you'd get a human interest story about the thing. It grew out of some, I think, natural health that exists in spite of all this stuff.
The dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
Yes. And the larger this thing gets, the more difficult, I mean, homeschooling for is one of the alternatives, but as the larger it gets, the more difficult it is to wrestle to the ground.
Well, John, let's talk about after the break. I'm going to have to hold you over a little bit in the next hour if you can do it, because I want you to be able to finish. Then we'll take your calls, I promise. But I told the story of my dad's a pretty high-level medical consultant. And he gets sent to some of these top seminars. This was a couple $1,000s per person. He was at the Four Seasons down in Austin seeing, you know, this top global expert on trends. And the guy came right out. He called me on the cell phone when it happened. The guy came right out and said, we work for global government. The global government has dumbed people down too much. Now there's too many homeschoolers. They're defeating our top people. If we don't take over the homeschoolers, they're going to overthrow the elite because they're going to have critical thinking. And my dad called me, this was like 5 years ago, and said, oh, my God.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
back live. This segment next is all we have with John Taylor Gatto. We'll have him back again. And, of course, we'll take calls that have been holding in that next segment after that come up in about 10 minutes. Before we go back to John Taylor Gatto, johntaylorgatto.com, I want to warn all of you, this is not a joke. This is not a game. We're not kidding around. We can finish each other's sentences because we've done the same research. And he's done even more in this area. We have scientific minds who are on incredible power trips, who are putting cancer viruses in vaccines, poison in water. They're spraying us. We're all under attack. And I'll tell people in the government, bureaucrats, IRS employees, police, you think you're part of a system? You think, you know, that you're above us? You're not. You're under the very same attack. Mayors, governors, they're not even in most cases part of it. This thing is a self-fulfilling machine with the robber baron foundations that set it up operating. Get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. If you haven't gotten the DVD, get it at InfoWars.com. Do not wait. Make copies of it. Get it out to everyone. If you've got the means, buy it and make 10,000 copies. Give it to everybody in your town. If you don't have the means, buy it and make 10 copies, or buy it and have parties and show it to people, or invite your neighbor over, you know, invite them for free dinner and make them dinner and show it to them. You know, your neighbors, you and your wife do it. This is life and death. They take foster children in New York and feed them pesticides till they die. They put it in New York Daily News and nobody goes to jail. They don't play games. You understand that? Get Endgame at InfoWars.com. to really understand what's happening, and then get John Taylor Gatto's book for even more on what they're doing. InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or until now, at the end of the week, or I guess into next week, you get 5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. See it in super high quality right now. John Gatto, again, fire out the website. Spell it out for folks, and I demand, don't just believe us. Don't you dare believe us. You go read his book for free, or you buy the hard copy, and then you just spot check 20 passages, 20 quotes in there. And then you go to the library and you pull out the books, the Carnegie endowments. You go do it. And I want you, you know what it's like when you actually go there, when you pull the microfiche and you actually read it? You know, I mean, that's an empowering thing, isn't it, John?
GATTO.com. If you want to contact me, if you would like me to come and speak in your community, the email on that website is info@johntaylorgatto.com.
And again, John Taylor, and then spell Gatto again.
GATTO.
Now, folks, even though you're on fluoride, I am too. It's in everything. It's in the shower. You can fight through this with humanity. You can still get the energy and the initiative. That's what it saps, to get him in your community, to read the book. You can fight through it together. We can beat these people, John.
You absolutely can. And I think the homeschoolers have blazed the trail. If they were still 10 or 20,000 people, they're millions. Alex just corrected me pleasantly by telling me there are 4 million of them now. And I happen to know, because I have friends, I have acquaintances in the federal ed department.
It's growing exponentially.
They state the figure as small as they think they can possibly get away with. But we're talking about an army of millions, and for a while it's going to have to remain a guerrilla army. You speak up and throw a little bit of sand in the mix, and for your own kids or your own friends' kids, you take back their minds.
One mind at a time. It's an info war. There is a war on for your mind. Back in 70 with JohnTaylorGatto.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.